listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about an event from the life of Elijah and how God spoke to him in a gentle whisper. Here we go, 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. Here's what we read. Then he said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord." And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. God led the discouraged prophet Elijah to a lonely mountain in the middle of the dry wilderness. It wasn't just any mountain, but it was the same place where many centuries before Moses had met with God and where the people of Israel received the law of God down at the base of the mountain. So here, at this special place on Mount Sinai, God told Elijah, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord." God knew what the depressed and discouraged Elijah needed. He needed a personal encounter with God. There was nothing fundamentally wrong with Elijah's theology, but at the time, there was something lacking in his experience. God met this lack. Notice the words, "Behold, the Lord passed by." God brought his presence before Elijah, but first, he did it by showing Elijah where he was not. The Lord was not in the wind. He was not in the earthquake. And he was not in the fire. Elijah was a man like other men. And so, as many others do, Elijah probably only looked for God in dramatic manifestations. Now, certainly, God sometimes appears in such dramatic ways. God can appear in the wind, in the earthquake, and the fire, but he often appears in less dramatic surroundings. We read the famous verse in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. "Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord." We may know the words of the verse, but find the heart of it painfully easy to forget. We tend to look for God's presence only in some remarkable display of power of one kind or another. We can find it hard to believe that God isn't in the mighty wind, or the scary earthquake, or in the fearful fire. God used this remarkable event in the life of Elijah to reinforce that principle of Zechariah 4:6, "Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord." Now, after the wind and the earthquake and the fire had all passed, after all of that was a still, small voice. One commentator I read called the still, small voice a gentle whisper. This final phenomenon was a marked contrast to the previous manifestations. God actually met Elijah in the quiet whisper of a voice instead of in the earth-shaking phenomenon that all went before. Charles Spurgeon described this setting very well. He said this, quote, "And now the thunder ceased, the lightning was gone, and the earth was still, and the wind was hushed, and there was a dead calm. And out of the midst of the still air, there came what the Hebrew calls a voice of gentle silence, as if the silence had become audible. There is nothing more terrible than an awful stillness after a dread uproar." There was a deep truth in this message for both Elijah and for us. Elijah perhaps thought that this dramatic display of power at Mount Carmel, back in 1 Kings chapter 18, would turn the nation around. Or perhaps that he thought that the radical display of God's judgment against the priests of Baal following the vindication at Mount Carmel would change the hearts of the nation. Neither of these worked. This example is important for Christian ministers, especially preachers today. It shows that displays of power and preaching God's anger don't necessarily change human hearts. Instead, the still small voice of God speaking to the human heart is actually more powerful than outward displays of power or displays of God's judgment. Elijah's success at Mount Carmel faded quickly, and it made him think that his whole life as a prophet had been a waste, and that he had made no real impact on the people of God. Yet, he had looked at the facts through the gray-colored glasses of unbelief, and he allowed his imagination to hold more power than the facts before him. God assured Elijah that there were, in fact, 7,000 people who were still faithful to God remaining in Israel. The revelation of this godly remnant did more than encourage Elijah that he was not alone. It assured him that his more quiet ministry of preaching and encouraging had borne much more fruit than the discouraged prophet had dared believe. Brother, sister, when God wants to reveal himself to you, do not despise his gentle whisper. Hear him in and through his word today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.